You're good? Are you sure? Stand up and stretch a bit. JIC can say, I was there, I'm bound to a cup, I can go to one time to offering, I'm going to go to one time, stand up and wait. Be real. Let's be, stand up. Feel good, stand. Say hi to the guy next to you. And I'm sure you know them, because you always choose where you sit, because you know people you know. So tell them, welcome today. And thank God I have a father. Just tell them that. Thank God I have. You won't pretend because I know you are born. So since you are here, I know you are born. So thank God that you have what? We have what? Thank you very much. May I have your seat? Now, I'm not sure what you're expecting today. But as I was thinking about a few things, I realized that the most hated person in life is a father. Did you ever know that? The most hated person in life is a? Are you not responding? This is a guy who canes you. This is a guy who denies you pocket money. This is a guy who tells you to go. He's a guy who does everything, forces you to do everything you don't do what? You don't like. But also the most necessary person in life is what? Are you quiet? Me, you know me. I don't know how to talk. People are quiet. Are we together here? Tuko kanisani? Or sorry, let's assume it's not church now. Because I think church is making us be very formal. We have to behave in a particular way. We have to be seen to be, otherwise God will not understand that we came to church. So let's understand one thing. We are talking simple things. Oh, anybody else not born again? Okay, I know you may be ashamed. So let me ask the other way around. Anybody else born again? Anybody here who is born again? Because I asked who is not born again, they kept quiet. So who is not born again here? Not born again. Okay, now let's reverse it. Who is born again? So let's relax, because me, I'm born again. Let's relax. It doesn't have to stress you. If it's not working, don't bother about it. If it's not working, don't bother about it. It's not about gadgets. It's about people. So I was saying this, that the most, I use the word hate, people kept quiet. So let me use the word, the most disliked person, the person you don't like a lot is what? That's the guy when you do something, he calls for canes. When mom hugs you, dad does what? Canes you. When you say, I have no pocket money, mom says, get this. They get out of their money, give you. Dad tells you what? Tafuta yako. When you grow up and you want to stay home and play everything, dad says, go to school. While mom packs a bit of biscuits and bread for you in a capoch, you go with dad says what? He's one who is always seen as a person you have to struggle with. That's why I'm using the word the most. Me, I didn't like mine. Mine caned me, by the way. Mainly tandikwa. You know, you guys are lucky. You're the child with rights. Me, I was a child with no rights. Whenever my father told us somebody needed to punch, he punched me. Of course, I had done something. Another day I was punched, I said I had stolen. So there was a reason why I was punched anyway. But I was punched. Nilichapo vizuri kuamba. So I was thinking about a topic today. And today I want to talk about me. I want to talk about who? About who? About me. About who? Me, not you. About who? No, about me, not you. About who? No, about me. About, not about you. About who? No, about me, not about you. About who? Guys, it's so simple. Photo instructions. It's about who? Me. Not about you. It's about who? Me. Surely. Let's do it again. Bring about who? Me. Not about? So I thought about being a father and being a child. Because I've been both. I've been a child. And I'm what? So I have both sides of experience. I understand both sides. I have tested both sides. I know what happens on both sides. There's a verse in the Bible that says, the father of the righteous will greatly rejoice. He who fathers a wise son will be glad in him. The joy of a father is hidden in a child. That's what that verse means. The joy of a father is hidden what? When you succeed, when you excel, that's when your father does what? So when a father does anything to you, it's because he's investing in his joy later. It is never sweet all the time. But it's about the joy that he looks forward to. But what you're not hearing in that verse, it talks about the end of it. The end of it is, the emphasis is, the success of the child. As much as the verse is talking about a father, it's talking about the success of who? Of a child. He who fathers a wise son. It's assuming you have come out what? Wise. Are we together on that point? Because most of it is building on that verse. When you succeed, Bible uses the word wise. You're able to handle yourself. You're able to handle the environment. You're able to work for yourself. You're able to serve others. You're able to become a product of the community. You're able to cause change in the community. You're able to express yourself. That you become what? Wise. When you succeed, that is when the father has what? Joy. That joy comes because a child has done what? Has succeeded. The second verse I got up in my mind, of that, by the way, that was Proverbs 23:24. There's a verse again that's called, comes from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 2. It says, honor thy father and mother. It continues, says, so that it may be well with you. The honoring of your father and mother, it is not for the father and mother. It's for who? For who? For me. It's for who? For me. So when you honor your father and mother, it is so that you yourself may come out well. So when you're struggling with the fact that your father is doing this, your mother is doing this, it's not about the moment. It's about the outcome. It's about the future. So if you want to actually turn out well, the Bible puts a very simple command. It's the first commandment. It simply says, honor your father and mother. It's as simple as that. And what a father expects of you is simple. Just honor him. Be who you are, live your life well, enjoy yourself, but do what? Honor him. Because when you do that, the Bible guarantees it. The Bible does not say it may. It does not use the word it may. It says so that it may be well. When you fulfill that component, the well is a guarantee. If you do not fulfill that component, it's a chance. It's a what? A chance. If you are struggling with anything at the moment, and let me tell you one thing. Everything you see physically is a manifestation of something that happened, what? Spiritually. Everything that is physical is a manifestation of a spiritual event. Even if you struggle with that statement, let me tell you simply today, if you've never thought of it, everything you see physically is a manifestation of the spiritual event. Simple as that. Now, there are many more verses I can mention, but let's go back to what we're talking about today. Now, what is a father? What is a father? When I say father, what comes to your mind? When that term is mentioned, when you read it somewhere, what strikes your mind? What floats out of space to inform your conscience about what that term means? Some of us is a biological person. the human flesh. Like my children, whom I bore with my wife Julia, would call me what? Father. In the essence, they call me father because I'm a biological being that made a deposit of who they are today. Without me being, they would not be born who they are. The biology played a role to make them who they are because I was. Are you getting that? They were born of my genes. They were born of my chromosome. They were born of my flesh and blood. They called me what? Father. But there are also some who still call me dad or father, who I do not have anything to do with their mother. Amwamini. There are those who call me dad. Some I don't even know their mother. Am I making sense? So there are those who see somebody and they call the person father, not necessarily because they were born of that person, but because they have placed honor on that person. Are you getting what I'm saying? There are people you call father, not because they actually bore you, but because you have seen them, you have realized, and you have decided, I honor this person. To give him responsibility and authority over who? Over me. The biological children, I demand that, isn't it? These ones, I don't demand. If Vincent calls me dad, it's not because I'm his biological father, but he has placed honor over me, and therefore he chooses to recognize me and gives me that position in his life as somebody whom he calls what? Father. So there are two types of what? Of fathers. There are those fathers who bore you, who gave birth to you, and those fathers who raise you. Now realize I've used two words. Bore you and raised you. Bearing is biological. They met your mother in their friendship, either by choice or by accident, you came. Actually, most of the time, you sneak in. If you don't think so, the truth is, you sneaked in. Okay, some of you are pretending you don't know what I'm talking about. Your father and mother were having sex. Then you sneaked in. That's all. It's as simple as that. Nobody sits and says, okay, fine, you have a sperm, so okay, toma, yako tuweke hapa bas. Nobody plans like that. Come on, ulipangiwa hivyo, you're very unique. Me, I know what happened. My father and mother were friends. They got excited. They went and have their thing. Suddenly, they came back and said, you know what? I'm pregnant. In fact, the mother was the one who pronounced first. You know what? I'm pregnant. In other words, I'm a sneak in. That is the biology I'm talking about. But the second part, either because of who I am, either because of what I do or say, either because of my lifestyle, or either because of their own need, they choose to call me who? Dad. These ones don't sneak in. Alright? They identify you and you connect. Are you seeing the two difference points? So these are the ones who often raise you. So if your father becomes a friend, he raises you. Am I making a point? If your father becomes a friend, he raises what? He raises you. If your father is not a friend, you grow along. You do what? You grow along. You do things because you know if you don't do, you'll be thrown out. Sindio? Aya, mimi najua nilifanya sababu nilikuwa nikikataa nitapigwa. In our days, there was nothing like kwamba you could not discuss. You could not present an opinion. When you raised your head, it meant, I want to be beaten. They beat you. And when you thought you survived, your mother is the one who actually used to bring you back. And then your mother and mama bokicha. But now, you know, you can have a discussion. I'm hoping I'm making a point. Raising a child is different from bearing a child. The connection of this talk with that is that whoever raised you could be your biological father or somebody you considered valuable, honorable, and looked up to them. If your father is that, your father raised you. It's different from providing. It's different from me giving you a house to sleep in, giving you clothes. That doesn't mean raising you. I'm hoping I'm making sense. There are responsibilities that are your father's when he gives birth to you. When a biological person makes another baby, it is their job to make sure they're responsible for that, isn't it? So there are some things that your father did to you that are his responsibilities. My paying school fees for my daughter to go to school, all right, is my responsibility. My having pleasure with my wife and you came along was my pleasure. You came along. So therefore, today I want us to connect with these two things. I am not talking about the person who played a role in you coming along biologically. I'm talking about the person who has affected you, who will affect you and make you somebody for this world. Are we together? I'm talking about that father who raised you. If it's your biological father, I am so glad that's the right thing. Often it's not one person. Most of them is not what? One person. In fact, they used to say a child is a community's child. It's not one person's child. That's why you'll tell me today, I like so-and-so doing this and you imitate that person. I like so-and-so this and you imitate that particular person. So this second brother is the one who guides you, is the one who provides for you identity, is the person who actually gives you what? Direction. That is the father I'm talking about today. So the father's responsibility are very simple. One is to provide. That's biological otherwise. There are many people who come to me today and they say, by the first thing, they call me dad, father. Good. I'm okay. Then the next thing, they say, minujia, nafanya kitu fulani, namna 1, 2, 3, 4. I am hoping that when it's idea. You see? The fact that I've become father brings the next responsibility toward what? Provide. Provide does not necessarily mean finance. It may mean I need counsel. May mean I need support. May mean I need somebody to look up to. May mean I need somebody to walk along with me. It may mean I need somebody accountable for me. He's providing that. That's what? The first responsibility. Second responsibility for a father is to protect and do what? And guide. Your father has to protect you and guide you. And this is where the honor your father and mother comes in. Because you will not respond to me telling you don't do that just because I've said it. Am I with you? You will not stop doing something just because I am who I am. You will stop that because of the honor and respect you have for me. You will believe why I'm saying that is right. You will believe the reason why I'm saying don't, there is something I know that you do not know yet. So second responsibility of the father for you is to protect and guide. The next responsibility is to encourage you. Now, most of us never hear that part. Never hear that part. Never hear that. That's why I'm saying the most hated person is what? Is a father. Because the most part you hear is the no, no, don't, you, if you. That's what you hear. You never hear, that's great. Let's do that. Ah, nice. You've done well. You never hear that. Whom do you hear that from? We hear from that from who? From mom. Yes, the best, other big responsible father is to encourage you, to support you, to allow you to make moves, to allow you to try things. When you succeed, good. When you fail, is there to say, okay, fine, that was not right. Let's try it this way. That's another responsibility of what? Of a father. The next responsibility of a father is to release you. Once I've raised you, you become able, what do I do? I release you to go and be who you are supposed to be. Some of us are still stuck to our fathers, even though I've been told it's time for you to be independent. Your goal in life is to be independent. Your goal in life is to be independent, is to be free, is to realize who God wanted you to be, for you to express yourself, for us to discover who you are also. For us to say, okay, that's so and so, to give your own identity as a person. That is another goal. A father who does not release you has failed. That's why even the issue about inheritance was. And for God to make sure that happens, that's why he made sure there's something called death. He made sure there is something called what? Death. So that when you grow up, a point will come that you must do what? You must leave. So the new person can take over and manage it. So it's very important to realize that the following four are the key things. One, the father is to provide. Two is protect and guide. Three is to encourage you. And four is to do what? To release you. But then what are the responsibilities of a child? Those are the responsibilities of what? Of a father. So what do I expect of you as a child? What is that if you do, you are in your right order? Number one is you must have courage to be yourself. Most of us, even for the current generation, first of all, it's even much more difficult. You want to be like somebody else. Somebody else looks more appealing, more attractive, more competitive, more smart, more beautiful, more handsome, more courageous, more. That is somebody else. Yet me as a father, I want you to be who? To be yourself. To be me. You to be just yourself. There is no father who hates their own child. However handsome, however ugly. However beautiful, however ugly. There is no father who hates what? Their child. They may dislike what you do, but they will never hate their what? It does not matter under what circumstances. Don't be confused by the fights between your father and mother. Those are two friends who are having their life adventure. You were not there when they came along. I told you sneaked in. Sindio. So when they're having their own quarrels, please don't be caught up with that. Even when they agree to disagree and choose to divorce, it's not about you. It's about who? About them. So have courage to be yourself. Have courage to be yourself. Now, before I just go back there, let me just go back a few minutes ago. There's some things that we need to accept right now. At your age right now, some of us are very conflicted by what we've gone through. Some of us are even struggling by the fact that you're saying a father. Me, when I mention a father, this figure comes to you and you feel like actually you wish you had powers to kill. He never provided. I had to borrow. I had to live my difficult life. Oh dear. He never protected. In fact, my father never told me what I could become. He never guided me. My father never encouraged me. All he saw was mistakes. All he saw was mistakes. Everything I did was a mistake. Everybody I talked to was bad. Not that friend, not this friend, not that friend, not this friend, until I had no friend. My father never saw anything good in me. You would say, me is like I'm a prisoner in our own home. And that is true. That is very true. I mean, I went through it. My biological father did some of that to me. It is very true. There's no father who never does a mistake, first of all. Number one, if you never known, let me tell you this. If you don't have a baby, please beware of this. For free. There is no manual that comes when you have a baby that tells you how to raise a baby. There's none. You know the way you buy a car and there's a manual, isn't it? The way you buy an electric gadget, there's a manual how to use, isn't it? For babies, there are no what? Manuals. So each person raises their children by trial and error. And you will do the same thing, let me assure you. But that does not free me as a father from the responsibility that I made a mistake. Are you getting my point? It doesn't free me from the fact that I messed. And I want to take responsibility for all the fathers, all your fathers. I want to look into your heart. There's that thing which your father made me unhappy, annoyed you about. There are things that distress you about your father. And I want to take responsibility and apologize for all the fathers. And I'm sorry, sincerely sorry. Please don't hold your father in judgment because it's affecting your life. Forgive. I had to forgive mine. And I'm saying sorry on behalf of your father. As a father figure, I am saying I'm sorry for the things we have done to you. For the environment we have created that has made life very difficult for you. I am sorry for that. How you've handled your mother, how you've handled your friends, how you've handled your academics, how you've handled you, I am sorry for that. But I'm begging you not to get stuck by being bitter for me as a father, that you may lose your life. That you live your life in struggle and bitterness because you're constantly angry by the fact that how we mishandled you as fathers. For that, I ask you to release us. Release us. Because the best success I can have is when you succeed. All the things I tried to do for you was to make you do what? Succeed. Please don't fail because I failed you. No. I want you to be free so that you can make a life for yourself. And as you make life for yourself, remember, the second expectations I have for you is for you to live responsibly. As a father, I know you only have one life. If you mess it now, you'll pay the price for the rest of your life. So please make a choice today to live responsibly. Remember, everything you do has a consequence. There is nothing for free in this world. I mean, most of us have read recent news. You remember the story about the lady in Eldoret? The one who was slashed by a machete. Not in fact, it was an axe, isn't it? Do I support it? No. Do I understand it? No. Is it right? No. Does it make sense? No. Can it be explained? Yes. Does it make it right? No. Are you getting me? Even if you can explain something that was done, it does not make it what? Right. But I'm telling you boys, let me tell you first, my sons, listen to this. Please don't invest in a girl, somebody's daughter, for yourself. Don't. Menisikia? Don't invest in somebody's daughter for yourself. It's not your job. That's my job. Let me raise for you a wife. Menisikia? Let me raise for you what? You come and seduce and take. That's your job. Aya, please listen to me. Don't raise for me my daughter for yourself. The ones that come and lip a school fees, she owes me. Apana, she owes you nothing. She owes you what? Nothing. Let her grow. Kuja utongoze, uoe. Akikukata, amekukata. Shauri yako. Si mmoja. Ni mmoja. God bless me with many. And they are all beautiful, let me tell you. Because some of us are making stupid mistakes as children. The fact that you see you can send some pocket money, she's happy, you believe you begin to own her. No! Girls, if they give you cooler. Si mjinga ni mjinga. They say, vinarulio ni vya nani? Vya mjinga, sindio? Please don't make that mistake. Because then we start feeling like they owe us. Where you imagine, I paid the school fees. I contributed. In fact, nyumba anakamini nilipia. Who told you to pay? Who told you nimeshindwa? As a father, nimeshindwa. Sijashindwa. The same thing for the ladies. There is nothing for free. Oh, My daughters, there is nothing for free. You will pay. And unfortunately for you, you have a body boys want. Ah, yeah, me, I'm talking to girls. I'm talking about girls. I'm talking about salvation. Salvation to shakubaliana. So we kubaliana to meokoka. That we have agreed, sindio? Now it's time for a father and a daughter. When you kula kitu ya kijana, just know you will pay. There are two ways to pay. Either with your body or your life. Ah, yeah, I'm being so simple. Baka, you're wondering what I'm saying. Let me repeat it myself. You will pay either with your body or with your what? Life. You will pay with your body or you are? Did you hear me? Your body or? It sounds simple, but it's been the truth. It's been a rule since generation was created. Since it was created, is either your body or? Right now, girls, the world changed. You know, in the olden days, we used to say, kwamba, msamehe ni mtoto msichana ajui. Eh? No, we used to say, elewa, unajua wasichana ni wajinga. We used to say that, sindio? We used to qualify ni wajinga so that you can be forgiven. Right now, there's nothing like that. Unakula pesa yangu, unali? Ado kipelekwa date. That boy is telling you, I love you. When he's buying coffee, he knows what he's looking after. Ah, yeah, I'm being simple. Why you guys? Sorry, I messed up the environment. But unless I tell you as a father, nobody will tell you. Nobody will tell the truth. I'm not saying don't accept the coffee, but be very clear in the terms of the coffee. I am taking your coffee because what you want with me is time. You get that? It is time, nothing more than the time. If you don't make that very clear from the beginning, the boy knows you're taking coffee and you're preparing breakfast. Haya, nimedanganya, vijana? Si ni kweli? Oh, those who know are saying yes. Those who don't know are pretending. There's an American statement that says this. When a guy takes you out for dinner, please ask, is it for breakfast or is it for time? The answer decides for you. If he says for breakfast, no, it's after your body. If he says for time, you must ask where. Because utapatiwa lift na taxi muende huko na una pesa ya kurudi. If it's for time, make sure you have enough money to pay for the coffee and for the taxi back. Umenielewa? If it's for the coffee, you must make sure you have enough money in your own pocket. Msichana. Money in your pocket to pay for the coffee and the taxi what? Back. So in the case that Jesse wants your body, you choose to take the taxi and go back. Because me as your father, I expect to... I am not saying it's wrong to have a boyfriend. I didn't say girls don't have boyfriends. Neither did I say boys don't have girlfriends. Please hear me. I am saying live responsibly. The word is live responsibly. Nobody will understand when you explain. I will not understand. Will not come back home. When you went, you knew you were coming back home. Sindio? So when he was buying you coffee in Serena in Nairobi, and mlichukua basi kwa Mombasa, how do you think you are coming back? A boy will only respect a girl who respects themselves. A girl will only follow a boy who has a vision. Did you hear that? A boy will only respect a girl who respects themselves. A girl will only follow a boy who has a vision. If you didn't understand that, let me repeat. A boy will only follow a girl who respects what? Themselves. A girl will only follow a boy who has what? A vision. So when you're taking them for coffee and all you talk about is about how beautiful they are, that's nice, they make you happy, but they must know where you are going. Otherwise, it's only for the coffee. There will be no breakfast in the future. Sindio? So you must be very clear in why you are having your dinner. So I expect you to live responsibly. Third thing is, please understand that your parents don't know you very well. They know themselves. So they're trying to produce you according to what they know. So you must understand, when a parent tells you do this, it's because they know how they will do it themselves. When I tell my son, go to the kitchen, wash your utensils, sijampatia manyo. Nimempea manyo. But I'm assuming because me, I know how to do it, they do what? So then how will you know? That's the reason why there's a disconnect between the previous generation and the current generation. Because the current generation, you have been denied the opportunity to follow. In the previous generation, we didn't have electronics. We didn't have computers. Me, I know going to school at 8 o'clock. I went home for lunch at 12. I went back to school at 2. I came from school 3 o'clock. I went back home by 4. Between 3 and 4, I was playing Lifundo on the way home. When I got home at 4, all I knew was to play and to follow Dad and Mama around. I learned by observing. I watched them. But right now, do you have that time? No, it looks like you do. You don't. In between 12 and 2 o'clock, you must catch up with Instagram. You must catch up with Facebook. You think I'm talking about grown-ups. I'm talking about babies. How many of you have been a place where you see mothers give their children smartphones? How many? That child knows that smartphone than the mother. Did you ever discover that? In fact, sometimes the mother tells me, "Nifungulia mahali ulikuwa umefungua last time." The baby had opened YouTube on how to do parenting. There's YouTube. So, unfortunately for you, there is more required of you than of our time. Yet, you have this mental status image that you know so much than the ones who came before. Do you know why? Because you've grown so much mentally in academic than social knowledge. That's why I can ask you to describe to me how a train leaves Mombasa to Nairobi. And you can even tell me how the engine works, what makes it track on the trail. But if I ask you to get from here to the stage, you don't know. You know exactly how soap is made, how it mixes up, saponifies that, how it organizes, but you actually don't know how to get from the chair to the bathroom. You know which cloth is a designer, which is a designer's cloth in a cut or wappy. What's the difference between these designers? You actually are so informed. In fact, the names of the designers, you know them very well, but you actually don't even know how to put on your own shirt. Am I making sense? It's not an insult. It's a message I'm trying to say. That's the reason why you find you're struggling with your parents now so much more than you're struggling with them. Because they don't know your world. I don't know your world. And unfortunately, you don't know my world. That's why there's a struggle. So you must understand us. And you must understand who? You. So when you have a fight with your parent, start from that position. He does not understand my world. I need to understand them before I react. I have two children, and those don't want to have raised me. Lucky enough, I was made a parent long ago in my life. We were born, 9 of us in our family. And by 1990, I was working. I was already working. I raised all my brothers. All. The one who follows me. I raised them. I worked all manners of jobs. There is no, except murder. All manners of jobs that you can imagine, I can almost tell you I have done. I've been a watchman, I've washed toilets, I've worked in the morgue, I've driven a matatu, I've been a conductor. I have done all these jobs. I've fixed cars. I have done all these jobs. That's why I can tell you there's no job that's better than the other. All of them give you what? All of them give you what? Thank you. All of them give you money. The rest is an issue of status. All of them give you what? Money. I'm a number. I don't look down upon him at all. Not at any moment. Because life has put him in that estate. All he's looking for is money to be alive. I have worked. How many know how to pluck tea? You see? I have made food out of that. I have worked in those tractors and lorries to put us. I have worked there. I've worked in a tea factory. I've been a watchman at tea estate. I've actually been a watchman at tea factory. I have weighed tractors. I know the price of 10 bob. The price of 10 bob is your sweat. I know. But those are the basic life skills I'm talking about. So I have raised those 9 brothers from the one right now, the one who follows me is a professor. KCA. Yeah. The one who follows him is a director and financial controller at UN, Gigiri, Nairobi. Yes. The one who follows him is a contractor, very big company with electrical engineering. The one who follows that one is a senior Toyota Kenya mechanic manager who heads the whole company in Eldoret now. And I can continue on. So I have raised them. God also gave me 2 biological children. I have raised them. So what I'm telling you is from reality. It's from reality. There's a disconnect between your parents and yourself. So you must understand them. You must not see them as enemies. Because the moment they become your enemies, you lose. And I'm not talking about parents who bore you. I'm talking about fathers. There are some of my children who come to me who are not my biological. And I tell them, and I look so weird. So weird. Someone will come and tell me, Dad, I want a phone. And I'm like, yeah, you want a phone, yes. So they see me with a smartphone, an iPhone X. And they are like... And when I give them money, I buy them a new kabambe. And they cannot connect with it. How can you be walking around with an iPhone X and you give me a kabambe? Do you know why I give them kabambe? Any idea? To make them angry. To make them what? Angry. So that they can be themselves. They can wake up and say, I am the one who wants an iPhone 6 for myself. I want my, not I want your. I want my. So sometimes a father puts you in a place, not because they enjoy it, but they want to wake you up. So don't hate them. Don't be angry with them. You're wasting your time. Because I have been there. I have been there. I know what moved me from that place to where I am. I know what moved me from where you are to what you want to be, which is me. I know what moved me from where you are to until I carry the iPhone X in my hands. And I'm also carrying the latest iPad. It's the latest, let me assure you. I'm not pretending, it is. It is. If you don't believe me, I can make you sure. It can do things that you actually wonder. It's actually better, I can assure you, than the Windows laptop you have. I'm living my life, isn't it? I want you to live your life. You get the point? I want you to get to that place where you live your life unapologetically. That's why I'm a father. My job is to guide you. Don't refuse being guided. When I say no to something, it's not because I don't think it's good on you, but because I see it not taking you to where you are supposed to be. So what I expect of you is just to be simply understanding. The next thing I expect of you is to love. Love the unlovable. If you can love the annoying person in your family, you will love everybody else. Do you know why? You know you can dislike him and you walk away. You may hate him and walk away. But if it's your brother or mother or father, when you hate them, you can't walk away. They are stuck on you. When people mention, they mention ndugu yako ni fulani, that's the guy you hate kabisa. I have a girl I'm raising in a place called, how many of us have had a place called Leeds? It's in the world, somewhere called Leeds. Okay. Maybe make, how many have had a Motown? M-O-O-R-T-O-W-N. Hiya. Address L15-SY5. Amjai kusike mali kama hapo? Guy. That's in a place called England. I have a daughter there called Anlin. I'm not the biological father. She's going through the same things we are going through. What I'm trying to say, there's nowhere in the world that is different. The same challenges we are facing here, everybody's facing them where? In the world. And Lynn hates her parents until she went legal to change her name. She really hates her parents. Thoroughly that she went and hired a lawyer to change her name. The last time I met her, I told her, my dear, yes, Ann Lynn, yes. Good, thank you very much. She's no longer called Ann Lynn in her legal. She's called Ann. I won't tell you the second name. She's called Ann Brandt. She's an Ngozi Nyeusi like us. And I went and sat around and told her, my dear daughter, yes, good. You may be Ann Grant somebody's, but to me, you are Ann Lynn so-and-so. Why was I telling that? My children, don't run away from the Christ and the struggles you are facing. Don't run away from them. Face them. Because when you run away from them, you don't grow. If you struggle handling money, get somebody to walk along with you how to handle what? Money. If you struggle with boys, get somebody to walk along with you on how to handle what? Boys. But when you run away, it will catch up with you still. The movies are cheating you. Even if the world is taken over by robots, we'll still have fathers and mothers. Robots don't care about fathers. Do you think they have fathers? They have creators. So the point I'm driving with that is that please love. Because in that love, it covers multitudes of sin. It will enable you to deal with yourself and therefore grow up from there. The next thing we expect from you is be yourself. I expect you as my child to be yourself. Don't be me. Don't be somebody else. However good or bad they are, be yourself. Because the Bible tells me as a father, raise up or train up a child in a way that he may grow. That when he grows up, he may depart up or old. Whichever. When it grows old, may not depart from it. You get that? Most of us understand that verse from being discipline. Just make sure they do what you say until they grow up. They will never change. That's not the truth. Even if you caned a dog 50 times, you never become a camel. Even if you caned a dog 50 times, it will never become what? A camel. So it is only helpful for you to discover it's a dog, then you raise it up as a what? A dog. That way, it lives its life what? In truth. My daughter, when you leave yourself and I discover who you are, I raise you up like that, that's the only way you become excellent, because you come out the way God wanted you to be. My job as a parent is to discover who you are. You didn't come with a manual. I discover you. So when you don't leave yourself, I don't know you. I have two children. Judah and Naaman. They are completely different. Same mother, same father. One of them you cannot ignore. Those of you who know Naaman, you can't ignore Naaman. Naaman must be heard, must be seen, must be felt, must be expressed. She will be everywhere where she wants to be. Judah can be here and you won't even know he's here. Judah can be here and you will not know he is here. You can make all your noise, you can do everything, you will never know he's there. Yet they are from the father, same father and the same mother. The only way I could raise them the way they are is when I discovered Judah is like this and Naaman is like this. So please don't pretend. Be yourself. That's what I expect of you as a father. When you grow like that, God gives me the capacity to do what? If you are a musician, sing. If you are a dancer, dance. If you are an artist, draw. Sing. Sketch. If you are a scientist, go to the moon. Treat people. Make things. That's who you are. The moment you reveal that, I'm able to raise you up as such. If you don't, I don't know how to help you. Then we have constant fights to do that. So therefore, what are my expectations in simple words? I expect you to be yourself. I do expect you to be obedient. Because sometimes, when I discover who you are, I know that's not where people like that grow. When you're a musician, and I find you struggling to go and play golf, just because your friend is playing golf, I know you're in the wrong spot. I'll even deny you money to go to the gate. You hate me? But when you talk about going to a musical concert, you wonder I'm taking you there. Because I know that's where you're supposed to be what? Going. Be yourself. Then be obedient. Just trust that as a father, they love you. And when you're struggling, look up to somebody else. Because some of the fathers are meant to be mentors. Do you know what mentors are? We use that word very much. Do you know what mentors are? I hope you're not confusing a mentor with a coach. You know what a coach is? A mentor has nothing to do with you. And a mentor does not care how you turn out. Paradox of what we know. I am a mentor to many people. I don't know them. They want to be doctors. They want to be lawyers. They want to live the way I live. They are the ones who see my life, look out for me, stud me up, follow me, and choose to follow things the way I do them. Those ones I am mentoring. Coach, I will push them. I will bully them. I will guide them. But it's them who will go where they are going. A football coach is only seen in the practicing field. That's when they're in the field. When it comes to the game itself, they are shouting at the corner, but they're not touching the ball at all. Even the athletes, when they are practicing for running, the coach is there with them. When it comes to the running time, there's no coach. Some of us are pacemakers. We practice with you. We run with you. You chase after us. But we're not going to the same place. We're not going to the same place. Me, I'm going nowhere. You're going somewhere. Please don't confuse the two. Pacemakers will go with you. You will run after them. But you're the one who's going somewhere. Them, they are going nowhere. They got my number. They will actually tell you very much how much this car will cost, where to sit and everything, but they are not going anywhere with you. But they are all necessary in your life. Then you have what is called fathers. Fathers are mentors. They are coaches. They are pacemakers. But they are also present. Because where you will end, you will end with them. Where you end, you will end with them. That's why the Bible says that grow up that child to become a wise, then the father becomes proud. In other words, when you achieve, they have achieved. A pacemaker is even paid before they run. Their main job is to make sure you run very fast. But you can never pay your father. The only reward you give your father is by when you now grow up, you live your life. You become independent. You become successful. You become somebody. Then you know what they do? They go around thumping their chest. We only wait. That's my son. In fact, that's my son. Do you know Mangina? You know Mangina? Mangina Kenyatta. Do you know her? Do we talk about her? But have you ever seen how she walks around? How many bodyguards does she have? Which type of car is she driving in? She has aides. Because parents go along with you. And as I finish my message today, one thing I expect of you as a parent is never to take sides. Don't take sides. We do that mistake a lot as children. When mom and dad quarrel, we choose which side. We choose mom's side, we choose dad's side. Never take sides because you don't know how the sides came. We love you as one, not as pieces. Next thing to remember is that we want you to make mistakes. As a parent, I want you to make what? Mistakes. Because I know you don't know. Yet you need a mistake to do what? To learn. Make that mistake. Feel comfortable. As a father, when you make a mistake, I understand. I may discipline you sometimes. Because the mistake you made did not match the level of your knowledge. You know if you put your hand in fire, you'll get burned. Because I told you that when you're 1 year, isn't it? So why are you putting your hand in fire when you're 18 years? When you're 1 year, you were trying fire. I allowed you to touch the fire. You burned, I laughed and I didn't touch you. I didn't cane you. When you're 12 years, you put your hand in fire, what do? I cane you. Because you know the consequence of the action you did. But you still repeat the same. But you're 12 years, you go and try to ride a bicycle and you fall. What do? I laugh and tell you sorry. Let's go back and ride again. Making sense? I expect you to make mistakes. I also expect you to be a friend. I expect you to be a friend. Because we change when we talk to friends, isn't it? Friends impact us more than enemies. Remember, friendship is a choice. Yes, the people make us laugh, people make us talk, but friendship is what? It's a choice. We must make that. So as I conclude this, this is what I'm telling you, that remember, my job as a parent is to raise you and raise you to go, isn't it? Your responsibility as a child is to grow up and let go. My job is to raise you and release you. Your job is to grow up and be learn what? And let go. So as you grow up, please grow up planning that a time is coming when you have to live on your own. Grow up knowing your... Don't plan with your father's property. Don't start thinking of your father. I tell my children, unaangalia gari zangu na nyumba yangu, yes, this is mine. When you have yours, I can trust you to give you this one. When you don't have yours, even if I give you this one, you will throw it away because you have no idea of how it came. Inheritance doesn't mean making you lazy. Inheritance means that I have something to pass on to you that will be there. Somebody says that a wise man leaves inheritance to his children and to grandchildren and to great-grandchildren. It is not left for you alone. It's left for even the generations after what? After you. So how will it get there? It's until I trust you to hold it and provide something for the next generation. Next thing I expect you as a parent is, I want to bless you. There's no better example said in the Bible. Look at every of those patriarchal generations. Isaac sought to bless his children. David spoke about his children. Jacob. In fact, we give two examples often. The example of Isaac and the example of... Now, I'll give you an example of Isaac, but please don't hear the lying part. There's a lying part, which is a complete divination, where the mother and the second son colluded to con the father to blessing the second child. If you're a Bible scholar, you'll find there's a consequence to all those actions. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the intent of a father want to bless what? His child. That's our responsibility. And we want to bless you. The responsibility of a child, right, is to live in their blessing. That's what I expect you, to live in their... When Isaac blessed Jacob, he spoke on Esau. However much we say Jacob was blessed, look and they discover Esau also was multiply blessed. They were both blessed. The conflict comes into their generation responsibility. What was his son given responsible for what? So I expect as a father to live in your blessing. Remember this. The ultimate success of a child is to take responsibility. The ultimate success of a father is to transfer what? Responsibility. So as you sit here today, a very simple question I will ask you. Do you know why you are alive? Do you know? A simple question. You will explain to me, oh no, what? How do you discover? Do you know why you are alive today? There are many who are born stillbirths. There are many who did not succeed. Do you know why you are born today? Number one. Number two, do you have a relationship with your father? Now, I will leave you to fill the space. My biological father, my mentor father, my coach father, my pacemaker father, a father. Do you have a relationship with them? Because your father gives you identity. If you do not have a relationship with your father, I can bet you, with no uncertain terms, you are lost. Yes, sounds stupid, sounds foolish. It may be right, may be wrong, but you are what? Lost. There's a reason why God's term is called Father. There's a reason why you call God Father. There's a reason. It's not by accident that he uses the word Father. And the rest he qualifies is Holy Spirit, Son. There's a reason why those qualities are there. But I'm talking about Father. Because the Father provides what? Identity. Thirdly, the way you see your earthly father is the way you see what? Your godly father. You cannot run away from. You cannot tell me I love God so much as a father and you're struggling with your earthly father. Because those two terms are related. God is the father of all spirit. He gave you a biological, a physical person on this earth, somebody to guide you, to bear you, to protect you. If you are struggling with that, I pray that today you may bring those challenges, those frustrations to God. Let him deal with that so that you may leave this room today having forgiven our father. I've apologized on behalf of all. And you didn't hear me. I am sorry as fathers we messed you up. I am so sincerely sorry that we affected you by not being who we are supposed to be in your life. But don't let that stop you from being who we want you to be, from what God desires you to become. Please don't let the bitterness, the frustration, the anger, the disappointment that as a father they caused you, that limits you, because you will not only be failing yourself, but also failing God the Father. And I also know this. Yes, we say we are born again. God is the Father of all spirits. Is your spirit obedient? Honor your father. Is your spirit in line? Are you aligned to God? He only expects one simple thing, obedience. He expects you to love him. He expects you to appreciate. He wants to guide you. He expects you to know one thing, that he is there for you. If you're not born again, there's no shame in acknowledging that Christ is necessary in your life. There's no shame in acknowledging that you need help. I'm not saying that out of pity. It's out of love. I have lived both lives. I have lived them. I've told you that I don't know what I've not done in this world. I mean, some people wonder. I have been a Christian in all these religions. You know, this nishakuwa, nishakuwa SDA, nishakuwa pende, nishakuwa Catholic. In fact, I was Catholic for many years. I ran away from a seminary. So I know. I've been a Muslim. So I know. I have been. Aya. You're getting surprised. I have been a Muslim. So I know what I'm talking about. There's no shame in acknowledging that you need help. Because I know you do. And God loves you as a father so much that he wants you to succeed in your life. He will help you, yes. But the moment he bears responsibility over you as a son, that's what he desires. I ask you, don't waver anymore. Submit. Give your life to Christ. It will be so different in your spirit because you'll have connected to the Father of spirits. But finally, above all is, all the men who are here who are desiring and seeing themselves in the future as a father, remember it's a responsibility. These women who are in this room want men who will father their children, not who will just bear their children. Please understand me. They want men who will father their children, not those who will bear their children. Bearing a child is so easy. You just need to sleep with one and deliver your sperm, and a baby will come forth. One who will be there, stand with them, walk with that child, suffer sleepless nights, and raise a child. That's what they want. And that's what I'm asking you. It's fun time, yes. But remember, that's what, as a father, I look forward to. I look forward to giving you my daughter to wife. Then I shortly ask for grandchildren. Because I know in you, there is power to raise a child as a father. And so as we celebrate Father's Day today, remember this. As a father, I say, I love you all. There is no bad child of mine. There is none. None. But I want you to grow up, to feel loved, to be understood, to live a free, independent life that will reveal me who you are, so that I can invest in you what God has put in me to make you to be who God wants you to be. And then I release you to go and be who you're supposed to be. Then I can sit back and say, yes, I made it. I want to say that. That's the desire of every father. The best gift you can give a father is to honor them. The best gift you can give a father is to be obedient. The best gift you can give a father is to be who you are supposed to be. And the best gift you can give the Father of spirits is to be who he called you to be yourself. Acknowledge, if you're not a believer, acknowledge that. If you're a believer, you have to realize the responsibility for you is even greater. Because the Father of fathers is actually your father. And he expects you to live a life that is honoring. All the things I've said, just remember, apply them. Instead of looking at Matende here, look at God the Father. There's a saying, there are many sayings. I just quote one from Margaret Truman. It says this, and you can search them on the website. There are so many. Today's Father's Day, you know, people bring up so many sayings. I've read many, but this one I liked most. It's only when you grow up and step back from him. You know, we talk about release. Only when you grow up and you step back from him or leave him for your own home, it's only then that you measure his greatness and fully appreciate it. The day you leave your father for your life is the day you discover how great he is. Some of us, unfortunately, by the time we leave that home, our fathers can't hear. Our fathers passed on. So please today, whether you like him or don't, just simply say, thank you and I love you to your father. And thank you, my children, I love you all. Amen. Yeah.